For the last 7 years, you've had a portfolio career with a wide range of sources of income, not all musical. Is it as stressful as it sounds? And what are its advantages?
No, I like the variety. Now, some days might be spent all on one composing project or writing one particular set of quiz questions, but most days have a lot of variety. For instance, on a day I might do some admin for the festival, follow up emails about the team and archive, write a question or two for Only Connect, check some questions for the Chase, teach for an hour, dabble at the piano in relation to a new composing project, and then go out to take Bingham or to sing at the Minster. And that's interesting. There can be pressure points, of course, where all the deadlines come at once. But these are preferable to the occasional period, such as between Christmas and New Year this last year, when there was nothing waiting to be done. That bit can be pretty depressing. My problem is I enjoy all the work that I do, or nearly all of it, and sometimes I end up working a 10-hour day. And most weeks are 7-day weeks. But I do love the portfolio life.
So we've come to your last disc. Please tell us about it.
Now, some people listening may have been wondering where the Cathedral music is in this list, and at last here is an entry from that repertoire. I've often said to people that Harris's Fair is the Heaven is the best piece of music ever written, and quite a few of my friends agree. The 8-part harmonies are wonderful, and the feel of the piece is like no other piece I know.